My name's Katie Tonkinson, and I'm playing the role of Bonnie Parker.
An absolutely iconic role. I mean, what was it like when you found out, you know, you got the role and you were going to be, you know, Bonnie?
Incredibly exciting. I was actually on a really busy commuter train at the time when I got the call, so I was sort of buzzing by going, I can't make much noise right now, I'm so sorry.
It's one of those, you go under a tunnel and it's like the signal's cutting out, you're like, what did you say?
So
what was it that attracted you to the role?
I mean, it's a musical I've followed for a long time. I've always loved the music, and I think everyone knows Bonnie and Clyde, you know. Yeah. I didn't know in detail a lot about them, but that kind of image, that glamorised image of them was a very exciting prospect. And I think because she was such a kind of icon of at the time, as much as it was obviously a criminal activity, but she was an icon, you know, women were obsessed with her. So I think, it's really exciting. It's quite a challenge, but it's definitely exciting.
I can imagine. I mean, I think I read somewhere that, you know, you sort of find it quite a challenge, you know, sort of keeping the energy up. I mean, it's quite a sort of a lot, you're on stage for a long time, aren't you?
Yeah, it's hard work, but I think we're all kind of getting used to it now. I think we're slightly more comfortable with each other, and we're not kind of thinking, am I in the right place at the right time? Which is lovely, because we can start sort of playing around with some bits, and it's hard work. It's sort of quite emotionally draining at times, because it's such big highs and such low lows, but I'm loving it. It's amazing.
I can tell, you know, you're passionate about it. And I mean, how what have you done to sort of make the role your own? I mean, you're an established character. What, you sort of put your own stamp on it?
Yeah, I guess I've quite tried to tap into her kind of feisty side, I guess, and from reading lots of bits about her, they said she's very outgoing and she's vivacious and, you know, full of life. And I feel that's quite, for me, my portrayal of her, I found that was quite an important thing to kind of keep going, that she had this sort of like zest for life and that she's a bit fiery, quite feisty. I think she puts Clyde in his place when she wants to.
And you were a part of the tour of Bat Out of Hell, I believe, as well. I mean, that's another iconic musical, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'd had the best time on Bat. It was kind of my, I guess, musical big break, that one. So I will hold that show, you know, really close to my heart for a long time. Amazing songs to sing again. Yeah, had the best time with that one.
So how did you get into acting? Where did that come from? Something you did as a child? Is it something you always wanted to do?
Definitely. I actually remember watching the Cats video on repeat since I was about three. and then I went, I want to do musical theatre. But I did, you know, dancing since I was little. I did kind of musical theatre camps and things throughout, you know, all my kind of childhood and teens, studied performing arts and dance and drama, and I did a musical theatre degree, and then it's kind of gone from there. I've done, you know, pantos, cruise ships, lots of other shows, musicals, bits and bobs, and now I'm kind of on my musical journey. So
And what is it about musicals that you know, sort of attracts you to them? What do you like about musicals?
Oh, what do I love? Everything. I love acting, I love singing, I love dancing. I think it's always something different. It's exciting. There's so many different genres it can cross over. I think there's so many stories that you can bring to life in a different way with the elevation of music in them. So I think
We love the musicals. I mean, so many great productions come through Woking, and we get to see the musicals particularly, and it's not as necessarily about the dialogue, it's about the music that tells a lot of the story, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think, however, having said that, with Bonnie and Clyde, I would say it's almost a play with music in it, because the scenes and the script is so good as well. Sometimes with a musical, maybe you have like maybe slightly shorter scenes and it's more concentrated on the kind of the music side. But where this is definitely, I would say, a play with songs, I think it's really equally balanced with telling the story in both of them.
So when you're preparing for this, I mean, how do you research? Do you kind of just go back, watch a movie, kind of like try and, you know, immerse yourself in Bonnie and Clyde to kind of get the vibe?
So I found it really interesting to do kind of like research on the time, and I did watch sort of documentaries and try and read as many things as I could about them to kind of get an idea of the circumstances they would be in. I haven't watched loads of interpretations of her, though, or them as a couple, because I didn't want to feel like I was copying too much. I think it's quite nice to kind of get an idea of the kind of world you're going to be in, but kind of make your own choices with reactions and the way you play her, because I wanted it to be really authentic the way I did it, and not feel like I was copying someone else's
yeah.
performance of it.
Okay, like, yeah. So yeah, you want to put your own stamp on it, but yeah. also, you know, you've got to be sort of true to the era and get all those sort of details right.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. yeah.
And you arrived in Woking today in quite a remarkable vehicle, I believe. Tell me about that.
It's very cool. We're in a 1930s Ford, wonderful vintage car. I know, it's cool. But it's like, literally like the iconic images of them. I mean, I don't know if it would be something I would drive now.
Was it comfortable?
Actually, it was way comfier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be really, really cramped as well. And actually, we were kind of lounging about a bit. Yeah, no, it was lovely. It's very exciting. I felt kind of part of the character.
There you go, immersing yourself in the character. Definitely. You get in sort of strange looks from people passing by for you. What's that?
Yeah,
what's that
all we about? Got a lot of strange looks. A couple of people started waving. I think, no, we don't wave, and then we're on the run.
Stay in character. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love that.
Like, can I get your autograph?
So, if you were going on a road trip, just wondering what your sort of your playlist would be. What would you sort of? What's the best driving song?
Oh, what is my favourite? I do actually listen to quite a lot of musical theatre. Bit of. Yeah. However, having said that, if I'm in a bit of a calmer mood, I love a bit of Hozier. Mm. I don't know if, you know, Sammy Ray and the Friends is a bit of feel-good music. Or I love, like, classic rock music. Yeah. I think it's such a good feel-good when you're driving.
Absolutely. It gives that energy, doesn't it, to get you through the traffic and everything. So do you find yourself singing in the shower, singing, you know, when you're driving and stuff like that?
I'm sitting in the car. That's kind of like my singing spot because I feel like no one's around me. It's like my little bubble. Yeah, I'm not really a sing-at-home kind of person, definitely in the car I'll have a sing.
Yeah, I love it when you're singing your heart out and you think no one can see you and suddenly everyone's looking at you.
Yeah.
Or suddenly,
at the traffic
lights. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you suddenly look around and you realise you're really having like your own rock concert and someone's looking at you very strangely at the red light.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we're really looking forward to you coming to Woking in April. So for people listening in and around Woking, thinking, oh, shall I come along? What? Go on, sell it. Why should we come to Woking to see Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, absolutely come and watch Bonnie and Clyde. It is a really special, talented group of performers. The storytelling is amazing. It is an emotional roller coaster. It's dangerous. It's scandalous. It's romantic. It's a love story. It's true crime. Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. It's some really amazing performances. The vocals are insane. The material you get to listen to is just breathtaking. Yeah. So I think you will be in for a treat if you come to watch.
And we get to go on that journey as well, you know, through travelling through sort of the life and the times and all those emotions as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what's really special about the show is it really concentrates on the actual relationship between the two. It's not just about their kind of crime spree. It really follows their relationship and how the decisions they made sort of as a couple really affect the people close to them as well and the kind of like immediate effect that has on their really close relatives and things. So, it's really special.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you get the chemistry, you know, with your castmates? How do you kind of like make that sort of come to life on stage?
I mean, sometimes it's hard because you have such a short window of rehearsals and you think, right, we've got to be really comfortable with each other really quickly. So you just have to kind of learn to trust each other really, really quickly. Because once you do that, then you're kind of free to play around with scenes and what you both find funny and what's, you know, how do you make something like the romantic scenes and things. You don't want to feel awkward with someone or uncomfortable. So it's a challenge because you obviously, you're strangers a month ago. But we've all really thrown ourselves into it. We are all really comfortable with each other and it's actually just a joy to work with these people now. And like, especially sort of like my Clydes and because it's such a close bond that they obviously have, like you want to portray that you are really comfortable with each other and you love each other a lot. So it's definitely just down to kind of trusting each other. Yeah.
There you go. And you develop that in a short space of time. And I suppose that's sort of part of what you do as an actor, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's like all part of the job. If you don't trust each other on stage, you know, things can fall to bits. So this is really important. Yeah.
Do you have like team building events? You know, do you go out and do you hang out with your fellow castmates out of off stage?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we've been kind of just in rehearsals kind of relentlessly. We've only just sort of opened. But there are some kind of little bits in the getting in the diary. And as we kind of get in a bit more routine of how the tour will run, I think it'll be nice. We will go, you know, we'll have a drink after the show or like we'll go get some coffees and things and hang out a bit because it's a lovely bunch of people. We all get on really well.
So. And get to discover other parts of the country as well that you might not have been to. Have you ever been to Woking before?
I have been to Woking once, yes. I actually came here when I first started Bat Out of Hell. I had my rehearsals here literally on stage when the set was here. So, yeah, it's kind of a bit of a full circle moment here.
There you go, yes. What does it feel like to be back, you know, on this stage at New Victoria Theatre?
Kind of amazing, yeah. I'm really excited to, because I didn't get to perform here in front of an audience, so I kind of watched the cast before me do it. So it'll be really exciting to come back. And actually, what was amazing was when we drove up, saw the posters on the outside, and the first time I was here was all those Bat Out of Hell posters, and now this time I was like, whoa, there's all, yeah. You know, there's my face on a poster. This is madness.
That's it. I mean, your face on a poster. I mean, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's kind of it's wild. Yeah, I thought I didn't really think I'd ever see that. So it's, you know, even if this is the only time in life it ever happens, I'm just gonna, you know, embrace it, enjoy it. It's really great. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of a pinch me moment. Yeah. We're looking forward to, you know, welcoming you to Woking in April, and really lovely to talk to you as well.
Oh, lovely to talk to you too. Thank you so much for having me.